Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, live at the 2022 Northern Corn and Soybean Expo today at the Fargo Dome. We're going to talk about corn today. We're going to talk about soybeans today, and I'm impressed because we've got a resilient group of folks that have said, you know, it doesn't, little weather, whatever, and we're fine with this. Come on. We don't have any issues. They're out here today having a grand time. The weather is not exactly ideal. But welcome to winter of 2022, right? Holy buckets. So Todd is in Mesa, Arizona today. Let's have a collective, oh, poor Todd. Poor Todd has to go to Mesa, Arizona, so he's on vacation all this week. Kevin Flynn is in Frazee, Minnesota. He's stuck in a blizzard, which is like the, seventh, eighth time that that's happened today. So you're stuck with me here on What's on Your Mind. Yep, just little old me, Scott Hannon, here on What's on Your Mind on the program today. Kevin will join us a little later on just to check in on the weather. Dean Wysocki is going to join us, and Chris Larson, if you could get him hooked up with our friends at Daniel and Company, that'd be great. We'll get a statewide weather update from Dean Wysocki here shortly. And we have a number of guests that are going to join us from the Northern Corn and Soy Expo today at the Fargo Dome. Just so you know, farmers have seen this kind of weather before. So do you think growers sort of shut down? I don't think so. Growers say, hey, this is fine. We'll be fine. Things are okay. They don't really stop when the weather stops. But there's a lot of other people that have stopped and will stop today because of this weather. I'm told that as far as the valley's concerned, this will be the worst storm of the year. The most snow combined with the wind. And I think we've had almost as much snow in the past, but not combined with this level of wind. So that's definitely an issue today on What's on Your Mind. Okay? Now, the other thing that I'd tell you related to the weather today is that... all right. What do we got going on here? The other thing I'd tell you related to the weather today is that road conditions are going to deteriorate fast. So that's the issue that you need to be very aware of. I do have a travel advisory. This is a standard one for winter of 2022, and that is this. There is a standing no travel advisory anywhere in winter driving conditions for winter 2022, if, are you ready for this? You've not driven in winter before. Let me repeat. No travel advisory if you've not driven in winter before. That's the thing. This has been our standing winter 2022 deal. Just want you to know that. Call us today on the program at one of the following numbers. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Good to see you, sir. 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Couple of things on my mind, and I'd love to know what's on your mind. One is President's Day. Who's your favorite president? As you look at America and the great American experiment, what one president would you say has contributed more to the idea of America than any other? That's the question of the day. What one president has contributed to America the idea of America, the American experiment, more than any other. Let me read you some words about a president that I think belongs on that list. We are bound together in Christianity, this president once wrote. And while some of us may differ in political opinions, we are united in one feeling for the Union. We all believe in the maintenance of the Union, of every star and stripe of the glorious flag. Who said that? Who relied on that? Question for you on this President's Day, 2022. Who was that? I have a lot of gifts to give away today on President's Day. They include some things from MyPillow, things from the Scott Hannon Book Club of guests we've interviewed previously on the program. I have a couple of I Choose Life koozies to give away. You know what a koozie is? Koozie keeps your can cold. Right, I have I Choose Life ones. So those are some things on my mind today on President's Day. Question of the day. The one president that has contributed more to the idea of America than any other. Who would that be? 2580550. You can text your answers, 701-237-1590, or call us at 2580550 today. Second thing on my mind, besides President's Day and our question of the day for President's Day from the Northern Corn Soy Expo, is the following. What is happening in Canada? Does freedom exist in Canada? What does the Canadian Constitution call for? I hope what is happening in Canada will awaken people to what can happen to you. Not only in Canada, here in the United States of America. That's on my mind. Third thing on my mind today, agriculture and energy. Do you see a union that will serve us well going forward? We're going to talk a lot about that today on the program. And the fourth and final thing that is on my mind, and then I'll turn it over to you to find out what's on yours, from the Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome, is the amount of feedback we had this weekend from our Friday interview that aired with the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I want your reaction. It aired in the final hour of the program. We spoke with Senator Kevin Cramer a little bit after the interview wrapped up to kind of recap it, but I want to know what you think about it. Thank you for those that have taken the time to send a note, send a text, email about the conversation, but today you're welcome to do the same right here. All right, we're going to go to a call in a moment here after I read you the first text on this. My favorite president is the man that legitimately won the last presidential election with 73 million legitimate votes, Donald Trump. He did more for America in one term in so many ways than any before him in the modern era. Donald Trump. The vote of that texter. What's your vote? Important distinction in that commentary, the modern era. All right? I'm asking the best president ever out of the 46 that contributed mostly to the idea of America. A little different question than the best president of the modern era, but I take the listener's point. Let's go to South Dakota. Here's Sylvester. Sylvester, good morning to you.
Morning, Scott.
What's on your mind today?
On a cold, snowy President's Day, I would go with Grover Cleveland, actually. You know, he served two terms, the only president so far to serve one term and then miss a term and then be elected to a second term. Pretty awesome. The only one. Maybe Trump will do it.
Very interesting. That's a good pick. It's hard for me. I can't pick one. But I can't even answer my own question here. But I will before the end of the day, but I'm more interested in what you have to say. So that's a great contribution. Anything else on your mind today, Sylvester?
Yeah, Scott, I would like to talk about the Convention of the States, you know. We've talked about that before. And, you know, South Dakota it was brought up, as I said before, in 2015, and it concerned the budget. And, you know, and I asked you what this Convention of the States, you got to have a purpose, you know, in your convention. And this one is for my senator told me that they're looking for term limits on this convention. Is that right?
I don't believe there is one single, like, policy thing that they are seeking with this particular Convention of the States. I believe what they're doing is taking on the federal overreach. And so it is red states that have passed it. I think it's up in West Virginia right now, strong red state like North Dakota. You know, the idea is the mechanism that they're after. The mechanism. They've got to get two-thirds of the state. South Dakota punted on this, which was disappointing to me. But I believe it is federal overreach that is the biggest concern. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All you sophisticated ladies out there.
Bunch of growers here. They're not afraid of this weather, by golly. The Northern Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome. Lots of conversation about that today on What's on Your Mind. And everybody's making it. Everybody's here. So it's fabulous. More with Sylvester in a moment on the Convention of the States. Call stacking up. Question of the day. What's your favorite president? Anything on your mind? Welcome today on the show. So give us a call at 258-0550. Before we do anything else, let's check the weather brought to you today by MyPillow. Guess what, folks? free book waiting for you in your cart when you buy anything. And the sheets are at their lowest price ever. Incredible deals. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. The kids are home. Ask them, what do you need a robe? Do you need new towels? Are the sheets bugging you? Is it time for new sheets? With President Day, have that chat with the kids and order them something up from MyPillow and help save America. That's what Mike Lindell is doing, ladies and gentlemen. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Get you the free book with any purchase. FrankSpeech.com. MyStore.com is all American-made products. Check it out or call them right now at 800-506-9028, and thank you for supporting MyPillow. We are standing up against the cancel culture. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Bringing you the weather today. And the weather is, for a good chunk of North Dakota, not ideal at all. I talked to someone last night that was leaving Medora around, 8, 9 o'clock. Only got to Dickinson, said enough already. Now, I went and looked at the road report. Road report didn't, say anything that, other than what it usually does in the winter, some snow, some slush, whatever. But the visibility was terrible. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist here for What's on Your Mind, is here to tell us how that statewide weather picture looks now and will continue for the next couple of days.
Hey, Dean, good morning, Scott.
How are you, sir?
Good. Now, who's your favorite president? I missed what you said.
I said I wasn't going to reveal it yet. I don't want to influence anybody. But I think I'll tell you. What the heck? Let's get it out of the way. Lincoln. Abe Lincoln is who I'd put on that list.
Right.
Because again, the president that is committed most to the American idea, the ideal, to me, what he fought, what he did, Abe Lincoln, hands down. So I'm an Abe Lincoln.
How about the best president in our lifetime?
It used to be Reagan,
right.
And he did a lot, but I'd have to say, given the fact that he showed us how that you need to roll up your sleeves and do battle for the American idea, without question, Donald Trump, without question.
Okay, I think Reagan and Trump, one and two.
Yep. There you go.
Absolutely.
They're good ones.
Absolutely.
Solid.
Speaking of one and two, we're getting a 1-2 punch from Mother Nature today. The good news out of this, areas out in the south central and southwestern part of the state, who they haven't had much snow. I mean, they've been in the 50s when we've only been in the 20s because there's no snow on the ground. Finally, they're going to get some much-needed moisture from the southwestern part of the state up through Bismarck and just going straight eastward. That's where the heavier snow is going to line up, generally right along the I-94 corridor and southward. Now, there will be snow north of the 94 corridor for sure. Just not as much, but some much-needed moisture. I'd say a general out in the southwestern part of the state through Bismarck, we're looking at about 3 to 6 inches of snow, and there will be some locally higher amounts with lesser amounts north of there. But still, most of the state, with the exception of the far northwestern corner, is going to get some much-needed snowfall out of this, much-needed moisture, heaviest snow. They've already picked up 6 to 10 inches of snow from Sargent County eastward, so the far southern part of South Dakota into North Dakota, or southern North Dakota into South Dakota, has picked up the heavier amounts. And there's areas hugging the North-South Dakota border. Before all said and done, they'll have 15 to 18 inches of snow out of this spreading into western Minnesota. I think the general I-94 corridor probably going to wind up with about 6 to 10, with lesser amounts as you head off to the north, maybe 2 to 3 up around Grand Forks and stretching westward from there. So everybody getting some much-needed moisture, which is good news. I mean, we need it.
Yeah, we're not complaining about that snow on this end. I know out west they really need it. I mean, it is way low in the snowfall amounts. So what's going to be the biggest snowfall winter all across the Northern Plains?
Well, I would say it's probably going to be stretching somewhere between the Siston, Fergus, up towards Duluth, where there will be some isolated spots there that get 18 plus.
And how about western North Dakota?
Western North Dakota, a general, we're looking at probably top amount out there, 6-7 inches, a general 3 to 6. Looks like a good safe bet out there even. So,
yeah,
again,
that's
a nice That's good news.
That's very good news. That's absolutely, that's jump up and down good news. Yeah, really.
The only bad thing about this is it's that light, very airy, fluffy snow. So any wind we get, which we're all going to have quite a bit of wind, it's going to reduce the visibility out there and cause the blowing and drifting snow. That's the only bad part about it.
Yeah, right now road conditions look, they're winter driving conditions. The only thing that looks really treacherous is that far southeast corner of North Dakota. The rest of the state looks okay, but the visibility is going to be the big issue today, right?
Exactly, yeah. And we'll be in and out of the snow. I mean, it'll be constantly snowing, at least lightly throughout the day, but we'll see these heavier bands come through, moving in from basically west to east or southwest to northeast. So we might see a lull in the falling snow, but we'll continue with the blowing snow. And then these heavier snow bands will move through from time to time, really starting to reduce the visibility. So we'll be in and out of this all day, all night. It's a long, stretched out 24-hour event. So we're not getting the heavy, heavy snow in a short period of time where the roads become impassable. At least the plows should be able to keep up a little bit with this.
Great stuff. Dean Wysocki, Chief Meteorologist. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it.
We're calling winter 2022 the Groundhog Day winter. It's just the same thing. Set your clock to it. Oh, yeah, the Blizzard Friday, Blizzard Monday. Yeah, come on. Bring it on. It's unbelievable. Thanks, Dino. Appreciate you. All right, let's go back to Sylvester here and finish. For some reason, Daniel, I'm not able to bring Sylvester up. Can you get him locked in for me there? Not sure what's going on there, but go ahead, Sylvester. Finish your thought on the Convention of the States. Did I answer your question, first of all?
Well, yeah, this could be a long discussion, Scott, but, you know, on the Article 5, you know, it called for intent and purpose, and I think that's got to be pretty specific. And, to back up a little bit, they've never used the fifth article yet, according to my senator. They've never used it. And this would be the first time we would use it. We're opening the door to change the Constitution. And we should have a clear purpose and intent. That's what Article 5 asks for.
Right, but can I stop you there, though, Sylvester?
We're talking about, I don't know, what else did you say, government overreach? And he couldn't answer my question whether if you open this convention, can the blue guys come in and steal it and take it over? He didn't know.
All right, well, again, everybody that wants
question,
to...
Can it be stolen?
Oh,
and then I have a proposal.
We don't have time to get into this in great detail today. Here's what I'd ask everybody to do. Read Mark Levin's book, and you will then no longer be frightened about the possibilities. You will see it as exactly what is needed to take back the federal government. What your senator has told you, Sylvester, is a swampish argument of let's not do this because something bad might happen. Something bad has already happened. Look at what they have done to the Constitution of the United States, okay? What Rick Santorum and others are doing, and South Dakota denied because of some rhino senators down there, is get something in place that can fix this. Then it takes, again, two-thirds of the legislators to say, here are the rules. Cart's getting before the horse here.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Today's one of those days where you need a little comfort food, no matter where you're at, to get through the weather situation. And again, the road conditions, I've not seen them as bad as they were this morning in town. You know, briefly here and there, but the amount of snow that's coming combined with the wind is going to mean, for sure in the valley and the southern valley, some pretty treacherous conditions. So just be careful and let us know what you're finding out there. 258-0550, our number to do that. But PetroServe USA will get you through it no matter where you are. From Mandan, Bismarck Mandan in the west, all the way up to Bemidji and down to Wahpeton. Dilworth, the Highway 10 corridor as well, up in Yulin. Glendon, okay, you get the idea. You'll find a PetroServe near you with home cook and grab-and-go convenience. That's right, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Monty in Tioga. Monty, tell me your best president. Who is it?
Donald J. Trump.
All right, he's a strong vote getter today. Now, if you look at the whole sweep of 46 presidents, you still say Trump?
I have listened to the president talks all morning since about 5 o'clock, and I still believe Donald Trump is the best.
Thank you, Monty. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome. You can text in your votes at 701-237-1590. End of the show, we'll have some winners today. All right, we are at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome, and we're with a hearty bunch of folks here because nobody's too concerned about this weather. They're out here having a grand time. Jeff Zuger is our next guest with the North Dakota Ethanol Council. He's the chairman of that. He's also chief executive officer of Midwest Ag Energy. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the advances of North Dakota's ethanol plants and the future of ethanol in North Dakota. Always enjoy our conversations with Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good to see you,
Scott.
Yeah, and there's not a ton of people here, but the ones that are here, I give them a badge, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're definitely seeing some weather here.
You must have come in last night.
I did, yep.
Not ideal even last night, was it?
It wasn't too bad, but hopefully I get a safe trip back home to the West today.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, good to see you in person, and look forward to this chat today on the program. So, first of all, in the advancements of North Dakota's ethanol plants, just give us a quick update. How are they? I love where they are.
Yeah.
First and foremost, it's small-town North Dakota, very important to the economies, the schools, and the things that are happening in those communities, but the plants themselves are transforming. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. The plants all started off pretty unique. They all kind of had their own niche component that made them stronger than maybe balance of industry. And now as we've evolved all of our facilities, it's about energy efficiency. It's about optimization. When we look back 10, 15 years, we're now getting life cycle 25% lower carbon emissions in the life cycle of the product that we produce. We're about 10% better at converting corn into ethanol. We're producing a corn oil that we weren't producing 10 years ago, which is a precursor to renewable diesel. And now we're all looking at how do we take the CO2 that we produce as part of our carbon conversion and put it to best use. And a lot of that is looking like it's going to be long-term underground storage.
And that is just, the most overused phrase in the human language is a game changer, but that is certainly a game changer. Explain how far away you are from that being commercialized.
Yeah, so Bluefin Ethanol, one of our two facilities, has a stratigraphic test well drilled and is in temporary abandonment ready for carbon CO2 injection. So we're advancing our CO2 Class 6 permit application that will allow us to safely and long-term inject and store CO2. We anticipate we'll be doing that in second quarter of 2023. And as I understand it, Red Trail Energy in near Dickinson is looking at doing that in the second quarter of this year, so about a year ahead of us. So they're one of the forefront leaders in this CO2 long-term underground storage.
And the trailblazing that is going on in North Dakota in this place is pretty amazing. Tell me also about Iowa. And the effort to pipe their CO2 here for us to store here. Where's that at?
Sure. Last I saw, they were thinking 2024. So they've got, I think it's a 2,000-mile pipeline, 30-some ethanol plants that are connecting to that. If I understand it, about 12 billion tons of CO2 per year. Or I'm sorry, 12 million tons of CO2 per year, which is a big project. I think it's the largest CO2 project in the country, 12 million tons a year.
Collectively, what does all that mean? What will that what will that do?
Well, it does one thing. The early innovators and the early adopters set themselves apart from balance of industry by providing a lower carbon fuel than what others can provide to meet low carbon fuel objectives. So California, what, Ontario, British Columbia, the coming clean fuel standard for Canada. So there's incentives for doing that. And I think early adopters will be able to capitalize on that by the investments. I think longer term, you will have to have done this to be able to be a viable renewable fuel producer. So it's maybe to keep you in the game longer term. And then one of the other economic drivers is the 45Q tax credit. So the IRS Section 45Q tax credits. In 2018, that program was changed, and it allowed for smaller facilities that only produce 100,000 tons a year, to take advantage of being able to qualify for 45Q. 45Q for underground storage in 2026, it goes up about 3% a year, is $50 a ton. So for an ethanol facility like Blue Flint that produces 200,000 tons a year, that's $10 million a year in federal tax credits. That's a pretty hefty incentive for us to get this done.
Is it not viable without it, just given the expense? Is this a really expensive endeavor? Do you need the 45Q to be able to actually have this come to light?
Yes, you do. And the costs continue to go up. It sounds like it's an easy thing to do these projects because of people working to do them. Being in the middle of execution of a project, they're challenging. There's a lot of moving pieces. You've got to get the geology right. There's a lot of upfront investment on seismic data. The well that we drilled was about $7 million, and we didn't know for sure that we'd be able to use it for underground storage. So there's investment risk up front. You don't want to find hydrocarbons in the reservoir that you're wanting to inject your CO2 in. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces. So these are projects that need support and need some incentive.
Is there any place on Earth that is better positioned to store this carbon than North Dakota?
Boy, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better place because of what the state has done. The state has been very proactive with policy and, you know, being the first to get primacy on Class 6 well.
Would you explain that? Primacy essentially says the EPA trusts North Dakota to regulate itself. Which happens never.
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah, exactly right. So that makes the whole process so much more amenable that we can talk to the DMR about what will we anticipate in the application process. So you work alongside of the DMR as you work towards your Class 6 permit application. It's not like a mystery and you put it in and you submit it to the EPA and wait.
Yeah, and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources ends up being that partner and you move just a lot faster.
Absolutely, and with more clarity and probably a better outcome in the end.
And big picture, the alliance between agriculture and energy in that regard now becomes about as vast as we possibly could see, right? This is a we need each other moment.
I really think so, and it's not just for ethanol production. When we think about the future fuels that we will produce with the biomass crops, the crops that the farmers in our area are producing, sustainable aviation fuels is a fast emerging market, and that is going to come from renewable products. That's essentially what makes it sustainable as an aviation fuel. That's a 100 billion gallon a year market. Domestically, it's a 20 billion gallon a year market. There's certified renewable sustainable aviation fuel blends now up to 50% that are safe to use in aviation. So I think this demonstration of a renewable base platform coming from the soil, coming from the farm, converting it into carbon molecules that are low carbon molecules that become either transportation fuel for air, boat, or land is the future of our industry and the future for farmers.
Amazing. And again, then connect that back to where this is happening and those
yes.
smaller communities. That to me is a very integral part of this.
Absolutely.
This is, you know, Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, even you know the Bakken with all the energy production that happens there, whether it be a Dickinson or a Williston or a Watford City, sort of have their economic juggernaut
yep.
on the manufacturing side. This really puts it also right in those small towns and really connects North Dakota in a whole new way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the facilities being located in small towns and being a destination market, a local market that's consistent day in, day out for producers in those communities, supporting jobs in the community, supporting all the things that these communities need to sustain a healthy community. These facilities are a cornerstone to that.
The other thing I want to ask you a little bit about is just the ethanol market right now.
Sure.
You know, when the price of gasoline, thank you, Joe Biden, skyrockets in the way it does and you take U.S. production off, that generally benefits the consumer to go for the lower price fuel. Are you in a really sweet spot right now price-wise?
2021 was a good year for the industry, coming off of the impacts of COVID, where we saw a significantly retracted fuel demand. I think 2021 saw strong fuel demand across the industry, which created an opportunity. There was some rail logistic issues in the eastern part of the country that caused some dislocation to give some price advantage for ethanol. Historically, ethanol is day in, day out, lower priced than gasoline. So we have an opportunity always to create value at the pump for the consumer. So when we look at where we're at today, even with higher priced commodities, which is healthy for the farmers, their input costs keep going up, and now they're finally able to make some money at producing grain crops and corn. And even at the prices today, we're able to manage a profit out of this. So, yes, it's been good.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, really enjoy talking about these issues more than anything and just learning about them and being right alongside our listeners and getting the expertise out here. And there's just no other way to describe it other than a very bright future.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
No. Great to catch up again.
Yeah, good to see you, and it'll be fun to be with some corn and soybean farmers here at the Fargo Dome.
Absolutely.
I hope they make it.
Yes, me right? too, safely.
Get in here, and yeah, the expertise awaits. A lot of resources here on the floor of the Fargo Dome at the Northern Corn Soy Expo. Our guest, Jeff Suger, chairman of the North Dakota Ethanol Council, and also wearing the hat from Midwest Ag Energy as well. Chief Executive Officer there. When we come back, Ryan Thorpe will join us to talk a little bit about what's happening at Castleton at Tharaldson Ethanol today on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Corn and Soy Expo. Question of the day, president, one president, you had to pick one that's done more to support the American idea, this great idea of America. Texters say, Trump is America first. That's the best. Best president that contributed to the U.S. would be Trump. Honorable mention is President Reagan, says Leanne in Williston, North Dakota. Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, and Ronald Reagan. TJ, first part in drafting the Constitution. Reagan for ending the USSR and its terrible communist regime. All right, keep them coming, folks. Keep them coming. Texture says about 2 inches so far in Lakes Country. Good snow in Adams County, says another, but it's light as feathers. And we'll end up in Iowa in a few days. Oh, exactly right. All right, our next guest is Ryan Thorpe. Ryan is a member of the North Dakota Ethanol Council as well, but chief operating officer of Tharaldson Ethanol. And they have some new projects going on at Tharaldson, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. Ryan, how are you? Good to see you again.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me here today.
How's things at Tharaldson Ethanol?
Exciting. Exciting. So we have a lot of projects going on, really big stuff. Haven't done anything like this really since we opened the plant, almost 15 years ago. So really, really big stuff that we have coming up here, and we're excited to talk about it today.
So tell me, what is the epicenter of this? What's the biggest?
Yeah, so it's multiple, we have multiple projects going on. The first one, it was the quickest one to do, and it's the most relevant right now. We put in a pretreatment system for our distilled corn oil. And what that allows us to do is to go straight into the renewable diesel plants like they have out in Dickinson, where they don't have to treat it first, then bring it into these plants. They can go right from our plant right into the renewable diesel plant out at Dickinson, and they convert it right there into renewable diesel that will go right into the marketplace.
And that translates into you needing more corn?
Yeah, yes. Eventually, we're going to grow this. Right now, we're doing it just with our production. But again, it's value-added ag for North Dakota, keeping the dollars here.
Yep.
And ultimately, what we want to do, we installed one machine that will do our production. Then we're going to look at the other plants once we get that up and running, get the market established, and get them comfortable using our stuff. Then we can bring in other plants, corn oil from North Dakota, do the same thing there, ship it out to Dickinson, and again, we can truck it or rail, whichever way we can get it there the most efficiently, and keep those dollars right here in the state.
Yeah, and that's a close enough run where it pencils nicely.
It does. It does. It's roughly 300 miles, so not too far.
And so that's one example of something that rubber's hitting the road right now. Give me a big picture example of where you see the future going here.
Yes, yeah, so we have additional products that are projects that we've signed up for. We did a joint venture with Green Plains Renewable Energy. They're a publicly traded company. We are going to make high-protein distillers right at the plant, right at Tharaldson. This is a really big undertaking. It's about an $85 million project. So, again, that's why we took on a partner, very large dollars. But, again, it's value-added ag. We're going to do more processing right here to keep the dollars in state versus us always exporting everything out of North Dakota all over to the country. So what we're going to do is, again, it's more refining. We concentrated up a whole nother level. We're going to take our normal distiller's production, which is roughly 36% protein, 38% protein right in there, and refine it so that we're 50%+ protein. Again, just moving your way up the value chain here and having a product that's more valuable. So that, then again, we don't have such an issue with freight. Wherever our product may end up at, we would love to use more product right here in North Dakota. But unfortunately for us at Tharaldson, we make enough feed for about 250,000 head of livestock a day. There's not that many in the whole eastern half of North Dakota.
You need a product. You need more mouths.
We do. Yes, we would love to have some more end users here, some more cattle, some more swine, some dairies, whatever we could do to keep our product right here. But for right now, we will just refine this up some more. And again, it basically will increase the value not quite by 100%, but close. So like today, your typical distillers is that $200 to $250 per ton. We're going to be more like soybean meal, where all of a sudden you're at $400 and $500 a ton. And again, these are prices that fluctuate every day based on the markets. But it's adding value right here in North Dakota so that we don't export our products and have everything leave the state.
And the access obviously means a lower price, right? You're closer to the
Exactly. Exactly. And additionally, we're going to have 10 to 12 new employees with, again, a $1 million a year payroll. These are very good, high-paying jobs that are keeping the value here in North Dakota. And eventually, this will allow us to also grind more corn.
About a minute left. Tell me about the carbon side.
Yes, really big news there. We signed up with the Summit Carbon Solutions on their CO2 pipeline to permanently sequester all of our CO2 and additionally other plants as well around the country. We're going to do that out in western North Dakota. That's a huge project, $4.5 billion project.
And where's the carbon coming from? Whose problems are we solving?
Well, yeah, so it's going to take ours. Yeah. But additionally, there's going to be South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa.
Oh, how incredible is that?
Yeah, yeah, it's a really, really big undertaking. Really excited to keep this thing moving forward in North Dakota.
And we're going to be hearing more about that in the coming weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And give me just an update on how many people total are employed at Tharaldson Ethanol and what you're contributing?
Yeah, so right now we have 60 employees. Last year, our annual payroll was right at $7 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you're building from that and all the projects you're talking about.
Exactly. All we're going to do is keep enhancing it and keep adding value right here in North Dakota.
And I would ask anybody, what do you not like about that? Right?
Exactly.
For the North Dakota economy, certainly small towns do not have the opportunity to have these kind of projects, that kind of payroll every day come their way. So pretty extraordinary.
Yes.
That's
yes,
amazing.
Indeed.
Good overview. Look forward to hearing more. Ryan, thanks for the update.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Ryan Thorpe from the North Dakota Ethanol Council and from Tharaldson Ethanol at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo today on What's on Your Mind. Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry, offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers! End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.